Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
A new year is full of surprises. But one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Regina and Mick are both with me. Regina Doherty, Fine Gael Senator, and Mick Barry, Socialist TD for Cork North Central. Regina, is there any place in Irish society in 2023 for single-sex schools?
Yeah, I think there is. I kind of thought when I started thinking about this the other day that I had mixed views, but now the more I, you know, think about it, I don't. I think the most important thing in our education system should be choice, and that should be whether you want to send your children to mixed-sex schools or whether you want to send them to single-sex schools or whether you want to send them to rugby schools or religious schools, Church of Ireland, Catholic churches, Educate Together. I think the choice should be there for all parents and for children to be able to make. But then I look at the benefits and sometimes the downsides of same-sex schools. So you think, right, obviously it's the first thing that I think of is that it would teach them social skills that they mightn't otherwise have. And so it's just in a perfectly normal environment to have half the boys in your class, half the girls in your class, and just interacting. I look at my own children, they've all gone to same or to mixed sex schools, and actually they probably have more boyfriends, the girls do. The boys, interestingly, don't have girlfriends, as in friends who are girls. Whereas when I was in school and I went to a Catholic school, all girls, long white socks, I think we probably would have been very goofy around fellas outside of, you know, your GAA club, which was different because that was about the game. So there are definitely benefits with regard to sociability. Integration obviously is really, really good. I think the main benefit for me was that our girls and our boys would get access to subjects in a mixed school that they wouldn't otherwise get access to in a same-sex school. But there is a slight downside to that because we had some of the student unions in front of the Gender Equality Committee during the summer explaining to us that the benefits of having the subjects are great, but in a male-dominated class you had sometimes toxic, you know, chatter that some of the girls didn't find appropriate. Okay. And some of the girls were leaving wood or, you know, materials classes and stuff like that, which I think is sad. So it's not perfect, but we do need to recognise that there are some kind of little things that we need to tweak. But I think choice is probably the most important thing.
Mick, is there a role for a place rather for single sex schools?
No, I don't think so. I think we need to step back from this and say, what exactly is this? Segregation, or segregating boys from girls in the school system. We don't do it in creches. We don't do it at third level. And by and large, it doesn't happen in other countries. Ireland is a real outlier in relation to this. And we live in a society with, very strong gender stereotyping, very strong gender roles. Would you abolish them if you had totally mixed education? No, I don't think so, but I think it would be a serious stride towards it. Does the segregation of boys and girls in schools reinforce those gender roles and gender stereotypes? Yes, I think undoubtedly it does. So I think this is a negative and we should move away from it. On the issue of choice, just seeing as how it has been raised, my feeling is that state-funded schools, funded by the taxpayer, you know, we should not have segregation. Okay. Should be mixed boys and girls. You know, if people are determined to do that, could it happen outside of the state-funded system? Well, you could have a discussion on that. But I don't think the state should be funding segregation of that kind.
Regina, what about, I guess the argument being, if this doesn't happen elsewhere, the only reason we have it is a hangover of history. If you wouldn't design that system from scratch today, why stick with that system?
No, you probably wouldn't. But like, I'll go back to when I was first elected and Rory Quinn was the Minister for Education, and he came in, you know, with an agenda of changing all of the schools from being religious, institutionally kind of hierarchical structure, to the educate together, to the non-secular. And we went out to our communities where had, you know, my own village had four national schools. Go out and ask the parents, do you want to change one of them? Do you want to change two of them? And the parents said no. And so to me, it's about choice. Yes, the new schools that we're adding to the system are either Grail School or Educate Together. And that's right to kind of, you know, naturally correct the balance. And I appreciate it'll take us a long time to do that, given the amount of schools that we have that are Catholic and a smaller degree Church of Ireland. But people need to be able to choose where they want to send their children. And if the choices, you know, in the villages that we did, the kind of the draws in the last number of years is to change some of the Catholic schools to an alternative, and they said no, then the people are choosing to continue that system. Now, I think naturally...
And do you suspect they would make the same choice if... setting aside ethos, you were to say, let's, you know, merge the Catholic boys' school and the Catholic girls' school and let's have a mixed school.
So I give you an example of in the Loreto system. They are classically mostly girls, all yeah. girls' schools. And the waiting list to get into them, whether it's Stephen's Green or Balbriggan or Navan, the waiting lists are incredibly long. And it's because of the education and the quality that they get. But by the same token, are in my own county of LMETB or in Fingal, the ETBs that work there, the DDB ETB, the quality that we get in those schools is second to none, but it's just different. And so it's about parents having a choice. I do think the state will need to balance, and every time we add something new, it should be a balance to what's already there. But I don't think we should exclude. And just to make Pick's point, if Mick was trying to allude to the private school system being the place where if you wanted to have this exclusive all-girls school, even though I went to it and it certainly wasn't exclusive, it was a great school. Every single school in the country is state-funded in some way, shape or form. Some are more so than others, but yeah. Every single school.
I guess whether the state should be paying teachers in private schools, that's probably a debate maybe for another day. Let's not, you know, burn all our gunpowder just yet.
Yeah, I think that a point has been raised in the debate, which is very relevant, because the question of church control of education was raised by yourself, Ciarán. And I think that, you know, the segregation of boys and girls in schools goes back to the day when the boys went into the workforce and the girls went into the home. It's, you know, and then the gender roles that went with that. But I think in the 20th century, with particularly Catholic control, but generally church control of schools, the idea of segregation of boys and girls was part of the package there, so to speak.
Yeah.
I think in the 21st century, if we're going to move to a more modern and progressive education system,
yeah,
we need to separate church and state, and part of that needs to be ending the segregation.
Can I ask you, though, to respond to Regina's point, which is that I would imagine actually lots of people in the abstract would agree with you, but then if you actually go out to the communities, people don't want their local school changed. So in other words, the choice that we have today in lots of communities is actually reflective of the choice that parents want.
Yeah, but I think the job of politicians and political parties is partly to reflect public opinion, but also is to lead on issues.
Okay.
So say, for example, we have a burning issue in society of gender-based violence. Huge issue, right? Now, how do you fully tackle that issue in terms of education and culture in segregated schools? I mean, how can you have a real discussion about the problems of things like macho culture, male entitlement, and so on, in an all-boys school where the voices of female students saying, this is what we think, this is what we want, the voices of non-binary students is part of the debate.
Regina, maybe politicians need to show a bit of bravery then. Is that it? To go to the constituents and say, listen, I know you say you want the schools not to change, but in the interest of society, they should.
So I think that's what Rory Quinn tried to do. He led, you know, with plebiscites in towns and villages to allow communities that had multiple national schools, primary schools, to change if they wanted to change. And they said no. And I have to be honest with you, having been a person that lost her seat, probably from not necessarily doing what her constituents wanted her to do, you know, you'd have a brave person that would try and implement something on its people that they don't want. But what I do think we need to do is to correct the balance. We obviously have far too many Catholic ethos schools. And sometimes it does cause problems for children who have to go to those schools who don't want to. But we need to broaden the choice. But to me, the most important thing here is about choice and allowing parents and children to choose what they want. And I'll give you an example. The secondary school I went to was called St. Mary's Holy Faith Convent in Glasnevin. The reason I went to it, even though I lived a whole bus and a half away, was because my mum went to that school. And I have to be honest with you, if we still lived in that area, I'd have sent my girls to that school because it's a class school and the teachers that we had were absolutely brilliant. Now, some of the nuns were incredibly strict and I've kind of mellowed over the year. I didn't think they were great at the time, but they just had 1,100 pupils, all girls, you know, loonies running around the school. They ran the school superbly well. The current, you know, people that run the school are all lay people and they run the school incredibly well. But to me, to my mind, it's about choice. If we banned same-sex schools, people like me wouldn't have that choice. I have to say that my own kids went to a great school and still do. So
just 2 points briefly in conclusion on the issue of choice. I think the points about choice might, not go down so well with, for example, many parents who want to send their kids to Educate Together schools who are saying we want a choice in relation to this. But where is the 100% backing and funding and support from the government and the Department of Education in relation to that? If you're going to make that argument, it has to work both ways. And second of all, in terms of imposing solutions, I'm not the Minister for Education. I'm not cracking the whip and bringing in this policy tomorrow. But I am arguing very strongly that that's the direction our society needs to move in the direction of.
So just to very finely say, in defence of the Department of Education, for at least 10 years, every single new school that has been awarded in this country is not a Catholic or a Church of Ireland school. It is an Educate Together.
Regina Doherty, Fine Gael Senator, Mick Barry, Socialist TD for Cork North Central. You're both being called nanny staters somehow or other, despite opposing views on this on the text line of 53106. Listen, thank you both very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.